Rabbi Avohu said, whenever the Torah has an Isser that you're not allowed to eat something, the item becomes Osir to benefit from as well. Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman asked that the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat the Giran Osher, and yet a Mishnah says you're allowed to benefit by giving it to a guy. Where it says Giran Osher is different, because Rabbi Avohu holds that when the Torah permitted benefiting from the Vela, it meant to include all the parts of the Vela, the meat, the fats, and the Giran Osher as well, and therefore that's why that is different, you're allowed to have enough from it. Effectively, that's correct according to the Shita that says that the Giran Osher has flavor, and therefore it's considered to be a piece of meat. However, according to the Shita that says that the Giran Osher is like a piece of wood, so Rabbi Avohu can't be said to be included in the permit of the Vela as a whole. Where it said, and for the Gemara, Shimon is the one who says that Giran Osher is like a piece of wood. And he's also the one who holds that it's also to benefit from the Gid, which is the way it should be according to Rav Avohu. Shrek Gemara, the Torah says you not eat blood, and yet a Mishnah says that the blood of the Kabbonis would flow to the Kidron Valley and would use it as fertilizer, so you see they can have enough from it. Gemara says the Pasuk compares blood to water when it says Allah Ursa Shrechanu Kamoyim, and this teaches that just as it's mutter to benefit from water, so too it's mutter to benefit from blood. Shrek Gemara, maybe the Pasuk is referring to water used on the Mizbeach, which is also to benefit from. Rav Avohu says, Shrek Gemara, the Pasuk refers to ordinary water, which is mutter. Shrek Gemara, the Pasuk doesn't say it's referring to ordinary water. So Rav Ashi says the Pasuk refers to water that's spilled onto the ground, not water that is poured onto the Mizbeach, and therefore it's referring to regular water. In fact, maybe the pasuk is referring to water offered to Avodah Zarah, which is also to benefit from. Mara says that's also called, even for Avodah Zarah, it's called poured, it's not called spilled. So when it says spilled, it's referring to regular water. In fact, according to Chizkiyahu, who says that the pasuk is not needed to teach this, so what does the comparison of blood to water teach? The Mara says it teaches the din of Rabbi Yechanan that the blood of Kabbonis is not makshar lekabel tumah. It's only blood that's spilled on the water, like water. That's the only type of blood that's makshul kabel tumah, and the blood of kabbonis therefore is not makshul kabel tumah. Fact, the Mara Torah says inali evim menachai, and yet the Braita says you're allowed to have anof from evim menachai. Mara says the pasuk compares evim menachai to dam. To teach it, just like it's mutter to have anof from dam, it's also mutter to have anof from evim menachai. Fact, the Mara again, according to Chizkiyahu, who says the pasuk is not needed to teach that. So what does the comparison of evim menachai to dam teach? The Mara says it teaches that eating certain blood from a living animal is usur and carries the kares penalty. The Torah prohibits eating, says lo yeochel, from an animal that was stoned by Bezin, Ashara Niskal. The Braisa says that the words in the pasuk of Ubal Ashar Naki teach that the animal is also to benefit from it as well. We see that lo yeochel by itself wouldn't mean an Isser Hano. It's only because you have Ubal Ashar Naki that creates Isser Hano. This is problematic according to Rav Avohu and Chizkiyahu. Where it says, the Pasuk said, lo yeochel es pesorai. So we would have thought that only the meat is also to have ano from. The words of Baal Asher Anaki teach that even the oirais, the hide of the animal, is also by ano. Shrekting more, there are shitas who use the Pasuk of Baal Asher Anaki for different teachings. How do they know that the oirais are also by ano? Where it says, they learn it from the S, from the Pasuk says, es pesorai. The ones who learn it from a Baal Asher Anaki don't learn anything from the word S. Fact number, the Torah prohibits eating, again, it says lo ye'ochel from the fruits of a tree during its first 3 years, meaning Arla. It says lo ye'ochel by Arla. So, and yet a Braisa says that the additional words in the Pasuk teach that the fruits are also Asr Ba'anah. So we see that lo ye'ochel by itself wouldn't bring an Isr Hanah. Again, this is a problematic according to Rav Avohu and Chizkiyahu. The Mara says the reason we need the additional words to say that it's Asr Ba'anah is because the Pasuk says lochem, which would seem to me that's mutter Ba'anah. That's why we need the extra word in the Pasuk to teach that it's Asr Ba'anah. So fact number, why does the Pasuk need to say lochem altogether? Don't say lochem and then rely on lo ye'ochel. The teacher is also Bahano. The Mara says, Machlik is in a Braisa. The Tanakam says, Lochem teaches that even a tree planted for the public is subject to the halachas of Arla. Rabbi Huda says, Lochem teaches that the halachas do not apply to the trees planted for the public. But in any case, Lochem is needed for another drasha. So that's why we have to write the word Lochem. Once we have to write the word Lochem, you would think it's not also Bahano. But Lo Yachel by itself, you think it's not also Bahano. That's why you need the extra words of the Pasuk to teach that even with Lochem, still it is also Bahano.